And what were school days like? What do you remember about going to school in the valley?
I loved school, actually. I loved it. I just remember leaving home, whatever time we left home, got up and went. Mum never picked up. Oh, I remember one day she picked us up because it was absolutely flooding, pouring with rain, and I still remember that because it was Herbie, the old V-dub, and I remember her starting it, and the boot was at the front, and all water must have got in. She started driving, and all this water gushed in through all the air vents and all that. But yeah, I just loved. Got up in the morning, got dressed, got lunch, walked to school, picked up friends on the way, and yeah, I just loved school. I really enjoyed my friends there. We'd be on the monkey bars at playtime. I can remember one teacher, Mrs. Dixon. She was my favourite teacher in the world, and her daughter actually taught my daughter at school. She became a teacher, and she taught my daughter, who was her favourite teacher as well. We'd climb trees at school. We'd folk dancing. I can remember at school, a family had come in, and I quite liked this boy, but he wasn't allowed to dance. He's some religion, and it was quite, oh my gosh, he wasn't allowed to dance because of his religion, and we loved our folk dancing. That was in the afternoons. I can remember stressing over learning how to tell the time or quarters. I don't think I was that academic back then. I found it difficult. And I remember the teachers giving us, breaking up biscuits to, you know, quarters and halves, and you could eat them. That was fun. We had a fire burner in one of the rooms if it was cold. Children at the school, we had one girl who was disabled, quite disabled, so we were never worried, you know, like she used to have fits in the classroom and we all knew what to do. We were never segregated from her, or we always grew up that special needs were fine. Actually, I work now with special needs at Johnsonville School, so I think that sort of helped. There was another girl who was in a wheelchair with no arms and no legs, and it was quite normal to us. We didn't, I think back in those days other schools wouldn't have had what we had, and it was the handicapped girl, she was, Carol was her name, and she was amazing. She was lovely, very handicapped, but we all would help her, and all knew what to do if she had a fit, was put a spoon, or just give her space, run for a teacher. The monkey, climbing the trees, we'd do it. We had a swimming pool down there that, during school time, we swam. Even after school in the summer, we would walk down to the school pool. All families were given a key each for the pool. So that nowadays you need lifeguards and all that. You could just go and swim in this pool. And most of the time we wouldn't even get the key off mum, and we'd just say we're going to the pool, and we'd just climb the fence and go in. All of us children, we'd all meet down at the pool. School was great. I just loved it. I never not wanted to go to school. Never thought, do I have to go to school?
And were all the years taught in together at the same time, so being a smaller?
No, because I had, I think when I first started there were about 63. Probably by the time I left there were about 40 children. And we did have, we were taught we didn't have, no, there were three classrooms, and there would have been like the older children in the top classroom, the middles in the middle, juniors in the other classroom. But we had, the teacher would come around and teach all of us the years for what year we were. But there were probably 3 years in one classroom. And then during music or after the learning time, so after lunch, we'd all be doing the dancing or the painting or everything together in our classrooms. And I think when I'd left one, when I first started, there were three classrooms. When I'd left, there were two. One had closed. So they, because they ended up with 40 odd children instead.
And it went to form two, didn't it?
Yeah, went up to form two. And there were eight by the time I left. And there were four girls, four boys. So, yeah.
And was there ever any sense of difference between the kids such as yourselves that grew up sixth generation and the kids that were completely new to the valley? Or was it all just everyone in together?
Everyone in together. Mm-hmm. Everyone in together. Some... yeah, at lunch times we would all play ball rush, the whole school. We'd all do things together, so there was it was too small to, and you knew everyone. And I remember this little child, he was 5 years younger than me, and he absolutely adored me. I was like his girlfriend, he thought, you know. But we'd all be together, we'd all just hang around, do bull rush and jump off things and climb trees together. And
all the girls and boys in together.
All the girls and the boys. Yeah. I think I had a boyfriend all the time when I was at, you know, so-called boyfriend or something. Yeah, we'd all play together. There was no, the girls do this and the boys do that, or they're not from here. Well, only valley children back then, as I know, came to the school, but any new child would be just as well, much included as anyone else.